All right, welcome back to it. Good to have you here. You know, great cover of the New York Post this morning. Guilty. Now for the trial. Calls Adam Schiff a conjurer, someone who practices magic arts, performs feats of sleight of hand and illusion, creating impeachment out of thin air. We'll get back to that in a moment. But first, President Trump with high-level meetings today with President Erdogan of Turkey. Of course, on the table today, the conversation about the ceasefire or the control of the Turkish-Syrian border, the fate of the Kurds, the fate of ISIS, all up for discussion today in D.C. as President Erdogan comes to town, as he turns Turkey ever more to the Islamic side of the republic and away from secularism. And so we'll see how that discussion comes out. Meanwhile, the president also talking about how his trade deals are paying off. See, there's more news than just impeachment. There's a country that still runs despite Adam Schiff, despite his calm demeanor. Nobody wants to kill the king more than the court jester Adam Schiff. Back to that in a moment. But Trump defending his trade deals. And bite number three here, because so much more goes on in Washington than we get a chance to talk about lately. Bite number three. Go.
A lot of these leaders don't like me too much, folks. When you hear that I'm not so popular in various countries, please don't accept that as, gee, he doesn't have a good personality. Just realize what I'm trying to do for you. It's about time, okay? Please. They recently came out with a poll that President Obama is much more popular in Germany than I am. I said, guess what? He should be. He should be. The day I'm more popular than him, you know I'm not doing my job. Let's put it that way.
A lot of truth to that. Well, Barack Obama's more popular in Germany. And so what? I would agree with that. Don't let them think that I don't have a nice personality. No, Donald, of course not, Mr. President. We wouldn't tell them that. We tell them you're just, you know, like a fluffy little cream puff, just a lovely human being. All good. In the Wall Street Journal, an op-ed by Rudy Giuliani, the president's personal lawyer and a guy who was involved in the entire Ukrainian upheaval, if you will, because he was back and forth to Ukraine looking for all sorts of corruption. Rudy Giuliani writing that the allegations of corruption at the highest levels of both governments is what the president was looking for in his phone call with Zelensky. And he says out of 5 pages of transcript from the phone call, just a couple of lines even had anything to do with the Bidens. A couple of lines is all. And he said that Trump and Zelensky discussed alleged Ukrainian interference in the 2016 election as well, which we should know about. Corruption at the highest level of government is something we should know about. I happen to agree with that. Giuliani could end up being the fall guy here, it seems. I mean, it appears that way, that Giuliani could be the guy that sent there. Giuliani also says this. He says, at Burisma, the oil company where Hunter Biden served, he said he thinks the former vice president should be investigated for bribery over allegations of $900,000 that was transferred from Burisma to a lobbying firm owned by Hunter Biden. And at the very least, both Biden's behavior deserves scrutiny. All part of the op-ed piece you can see in the Wall Street Journal from Rudy Giuliani. And America's mayor at one time, and now the most hated man, except for Trump, maybe, in the entire administration. Now, here's something new, and I'm going to do my best to get through this program. My voice is going to fight me every step of the way. All right, my voice is going to fight me every step of the way. Just bear with me. But a newly filed complaint to the Intelligence Community Inspector General, the ICIG. This is where the entire impeachment affair began with the alleged whistleblower. There's now another whistleblower who says the original whistleblower is soliciting illegal donations, illicit illegal donations possibly from foreign sources through a GoFundMe account. The complaint, which was filed last week and obtained by Fox News and other news organizations, alleges the donations from roughly 6,000 individuals clearly constitute gifts to a current intelligence official that may be illegal because of the employee's official position pursuant to 5 CFR 2635-203 and other statutes. To date, the GoFundMe has raised almost $250,000, may have surpassed that by now. The complaint also raised the possibility that some of the donations may have come from prohibited sources and asked the ICIG to look into whether any foreign citizen or agent of a foreign government contributed. It's whistleblower versus whistleblower. And the law firm representing the individual reporting the new allegations, closely guarding the identity of its client. I have not seen anything on this scale, said Anthony Gallo, the managing partner of Tully Rickney, referring to the fundraising. It's not about politics for my client. It's whistleblower on whistleblower. And the only interest is to see the government ethics rules are being complied with government-wide, not on a selective basis. So if this turns out to be true, and knowing now that Adam Schiff and his team colluded with the first whistleblower to get his story straight before he ever came forward and filed his motion, would we conclude then it's possible that the new allegations would support the idea that the whistleblower was in it for the money? Was he in it for the money? Was he going to write a book too? A GoFundMe account with $250,000 and growing? Soliciting funds to an intelligence agency individual. And of course, the Democrats won't let the Republicans question the whistleblower at all. The original whistleblower is off limits. Can't touch him, can't see him, can't talk about him, can't use his name. Absolutely insane. I do sound a bit like a mouse, don't I? Yeah, you'll have that. You know, it's that time of the year, you know. Every now and then I have a little problem, a little sick. So it is. We're going to bear with me. It's 7 degrees. It's, 7 degrees outside. I try to push the air out, and that's what happens. I squeak like a mouse. At any rate, the hearing started at 10 o'clock this morning. So much to get to. Stick with us. It's the Steve Gribble Show.